Some local governments, eager to do something about the abundance of plastic waste, want to ban or tax single-use plastic bags. But right now in Pennsylvania, that's not an option. That's because a budget-related bill passed earlier in the summer placed a one-year moratorium on regulating single-use plastics. For State Impact Pennsylvania, Emily Pontecorvo reports on one town's bold reaction.
Council meetings in the borough of Westchester, a suburb of Philadelphia, are usually not very well attended. But on July 17th, when the council held a public hearing for a ban on plastic bags and straws, the room was packed. Everyone applauded after 12-year-old Kieran Schatz made a plea for banning plastic bags. Speaking a month later, Kieran remembers how he felt.
I felt significant, like we're actually doing something, and this is because of us.
Kieran and his friends were the first to ask the Westchester Borough Council to ban single-use plastic a year ago.
A lot of animals mistake it for food, and they'll eat it or even just get stuck in it. There are some very shocking pictures as well.
The pictures Kieran's talking about include a turtle with a plastic straw stuck in its nose, and a whale that starved to death with 90 pounds of plastic in its stomach. These images and other concerns have inspired bans on single-use plastic all over the world. Kieran and his friends were excited to get support for a plastics ban from the Westchester Borough Council. But then something unexpected happened. Republican lawmakers in Harrisburg added an 11th-hour provision to a budget bill that blocks towns like Westchester from banning plastic bags for 1 year.
I definitely felt cheated. It was just gone. No, you can't do this.
The measure prevents local governments from regulating single-use plastic at all until the state finishes two studies looking at the economic and environmental impacts. State Senator Jake Corman, the Republican majority leader from Center County, spearheaded the moratorium.
I wanted to make sure educated decisions were being made on this issue. So this was a way to gather more information in a non-politically charged manner, and then we can make decisions when we get the results.
Corman's district includes a plastic bag factory, Hylex Poly, which employs about 160 people. He says Hylex tells a compelling story about their recycling program. They make retail bags with an average of 40% recycled plastic. A spokesman for the company says banning plastic bags can have unintended consequences. For example, if people can't reuse their plastic bags as trash bags, they could end up just buying more trash bags. But Westchester Mayor Diane Herron says the environmental benefits of a bag ban outweigh potential side effects. She says she's been using the same reusable grocery bags for the past decade.
If you were to do, you know, the life cycle analysis on that, there is absolutely no question that that is much better for the environment than my going to the grocery store and using single-use plastic bags every time I go.
Mayor Herron also says that under the state's Environmental Rights Amendment, the borough should have the right to make decisions like this.
There are so many instances when local governments try to protect the health, safety, and welfare of their constituents, and their hands are tied. I mean, we've seen this with pipelines coming through the backyards of our neighbors, and there's nothing they can do.
In the end, the Westchester Borough Council voted to pass the ban with one change. They moved the start date to the end of the year-long moratorium, so it complies with current state law. But Mayor Herron and other proponents worry that state lawmakers will permanently ban plastic bag bans, like about a dozen other states have done across the country. Lawmakers in Pennsylvania tried to do this in 2017, but failed when Governor Tom Wolf vetoed the bill. Wolf cited the Environmental Rights Amendment. For Kieran and his friends, the vote to pass the bag ban in Westchester was a big win.
People were just kind of cheering and clapping. It was really great.
Westchester is second in the state to regulate plastic. Narberth already placed a fee on plastic bags earlier this year. Several other Pennsylvania towns that were planning to pass restrictions on plastic put their votes on hold until next year. But in Philadelphia, City Councilman Mark Squilla says he plans to amend his proposed plastic bag ban to begin after the state's moratorium, just like Westchester did. He hopes to have the council vote on the bill this fall. For State Impact Pennsylvania, Emily Pontecorvo.